Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I am your host, Alexis Charles, and how are you doing? I hope everyone is doing good. It is Moon Day where I am. Everyone, all of my astrology people should definitely know Monday is ruled by the moon. So we're all in our intuitive energy, in our emotions, in our inner knowing. But besides that, as you can tell by the title, You're in the Way, I'm going to be talking about ways that I've been in my own way, and I'm going to share things that I have done to get out of my own way. So recently, you know, I always come back to the podcast when I physically go through something myself, and I want to give you guys the advice that I have or the lessons that I've learned from what I've gone through. So recently, I was talking to one of my friends, shout out to Kiala. I was talking to one of my friends, and one night, she texted me, and she was like, I really need to stop stressing. And I really need to just do it. And it got me to thinking about that revelation and how many times that I've been in my own way. And we were just talking about how sometimes we are in our own way and we like self-sabotage ourselves not to do things because of our own doubts and self-limiting beliefs. And most of our doubts more often did not come from childhood. Because I remember I got triggered. It's like in my childhood, I remember there was a time I was in high school and oh, you guys, I did not like high school at all. I literally, you know, I really did not like high school. I don't want to go down that lane, but I want to let you guys know I did not like high school, anything about it. But yeah, in high school, I had family members that told me that I wasn't going to graduate. I had people that told me that I wasn't good enough, I wasn't good at basketball, I wasn't as good as this one, I wasn't as smart, blah, blah, blah. So being constantly told these things, of course, was ingrained in my subconscious, in which, of course, I knew that my soul knew that I was bigger and better than what other people told me. But whenever you don't get reassurance as a child, or you don't get assured as a child that you are worthy and you will win and you are strong despite whatever adversity you are faced with, you start to believe the people because you become outnumbered. It's one of you and it's like 12 of them. So now, as I've, you know, grown and I'm grown. I like to say that I'm grown, but I'm still a child at heart. Now that I have evolved into the person I am today, I realized, I was like, how many times have I been in my own way from my own self-limiting beliefs, from my own insecurities? And how can I really just take my power back from all of those things and not falling into a victim mindset? Because there's a time that we can fall into a victim mentality because of the things that happen to us. And a lot of people have really, well, more often than not, a lot of people come up to me or they ask me questions and like, oh my God, things just come so easy to you. And oh my God, this and that. And oh my God. And I always tell them like, you're judging me. You're judging me because of what you see that I have now, but you don't know anything that I've went through. Like a lot of people don't understand that I was molested by more than one person when I was a child. And no one knows. It's like, no, I wrote a book and I will always say this. I wrote a dark poetry book. Hermit is a poetry book comprised of my pain and my healing. And the only reason why I am able to speak to you guys today is because I've gone through some of the hardest things that most people wouldn't even know of or wouldn't even, you know, think to ask me. So I've had to overcome a lot of self-limiting beliefs. I've had to step out of my own way. And when I was talking to my friends, one of the things that really stood out is doubt. Doubt is as strong as we allow it to be. And she was really just talking to it. She was talking about how doubt can really just alter what you want to do. Like, you really, really, really want to do this one thing, but you can't do it because your mind, your mental capacity won't allow you to, because of all of the things and all of the words people have told you to make you feel like you can't. But I'm here to tell you that you can. And then another thing that we do sometimes is this is one thing that I used to do, is whenever I hit a pinnacle, which means like I learned from something and I can physically see that I learned from things, because I started to set boundaries, etc. I started to actually be mad at myself that I wasn't mad anymore. I was like, where the hell does this come from? Like, I would be upset with myself, or I would put myself through so much pain. Like, I would beat myself up about being and becoming a better person, because I didn't want to seem, I think it was more so, I didn't want to seem like, oh, I was like, you know, I didn't want people to view me as like, knowing it all, et cetera, et cetera. But that's all mental things. That's all mental. That is all mental. You are who you are. You are to stand in your power. Just because you know who you are and you speak highly of yourself does not make you bougie. It makes you who you are. You're not condescending because you're speaking highly of yourself. We're just so used to speaking lowly of ourselves. We don't even understand that we're taking our power away when we don't stand in it. So yeah, I used to like legitimately put myself through, like I'm looking for the word in my mind. I would put myself through just crazy mental things because I was becoming happier. Or I felt like I needed to, you can't be happy. Not everybody else is happy. You need to put yourself in a mental whirlwind so you don't feel bad. And I'm like, where did this come from? You don't have to stay where you are. You can evolve. You don't have to put yourself through stress, because that is what your whole life has been. And when you finally get to a doorway that leads you out of a less stressful time, you don't have to push yourself back because that's your normal. This is your new normal. Your new normal is ease and grace and peace and understanding. You've hurt for so long. When are you going to allow yourself to be happy? When are you going to get out of your own way? When are you going to believe in yourself and in your ideas? When are you going to take your power back and step out of victim mentality and learn from what has happened to you? Because a lot of people, another thing when it comes to me being, when I was molested, a lot of people were like, how could you just let that go and you can see who done that to you and blah, blah, blah. It's because I healed. I no longer allow that to take my energy. I went to therapy. I cried about it. I wrote about it. I didn't shy away from it. So when are you going to take your power back? When are you going to get out of your own way? When are you going to believe in those manifestations? When are you going to put the work in? When are you going to take back your strength? When are you going to love yourself? When are you going to look in the mirror and love what you see? When are you going to get out of your own way?
Today is that day. Today is the day you tell yourself that we're going to go to therapy. Today is the day you're going to tell yourself that we will let go. Today is the day you're going to tell yourself that though the journey may not be quick, we will start somewhere. Today is that day. So my question is, in what ways have you been in your own way? And you know how I am. Get the paper, get the pen, and write it down. Because writing is so liberating, it's so freeing, it's so releasing. And look at it. Look at what you wrote. Look at you. That's you on that paper. Look at you. And then after you finish writing, take your power back. Because you are strong. You are powerful. And we are to understand and know when we are in our own way. And we are to know and understand that we need to get out of our own way. And we have the strength to do it. No matter where you are in life, no matter what you're doing in life, you have the strength to do it. So do it. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.